Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our first podcast for Men's Mentoring 2026. We are very, very excited for this year. And we're going to dive straight into it. As you can see that I'm flying solo this morning, as my compatriot Grant is not here, just due to some things that he's got to handle. But we are very, very excited. And we're going to dive into it, where this year we're going to really look at what do we really believe. And this is such a key question for us as men. And it shapes the way that we live our lives, how we act out there amongst our families, our marriages, our workplaces. And God really wants to come and do a work this year where He actually wants to transform us from the inside out. But it also involves renewing the mind, which is very, very exciting. And this, hopefully, will set us on a trajectory this year where God will, shape our faith, shape our belief systems, our values, our leadership, and becoming the men that God has called us to be. So maybe you might sit with some questions that we sit with in general when we think about what we believe. So maybe you've never asked this question. Do I believe that God is for me and not against me? Do I believe God is good? Do I believe that I'm in the right job? Do I believe I've made the right decision? Maybe you're asking God, what is next for my life? Do you believe that it's negative or is it positive? Because we're in a society today where a lot of negative information is coming towards us, and it starts with processing here in the mind. And this is where God wants to intervene with His word, and where He says we need to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, in Romans 12 verse 1 to 2, so that we may present what is the perfect will of God for our lives. And this has got to do with internal transformation. So what is the big idea for us here? We know in Proverbs 23, it says, as a man thinks, so he is. And that's crucial for us as men, because it starts with a thought. And then that thought takes root and it goes over to a behavior. We act it out, becomes part of our lifestyle. And then when our lifestyle begins to take shape, it leads us to a destination at the end of the day. And that's a very, very scary thought, because it all starts with, what do I believe? What is the story that I'm telling myself for my life? And I think as men, we're very, very quick to put pressure on ourselves, even to self-correct, auto-correct, and get to a place where I need to get it right for myself, for my family. But God really wants to bring His grace into the space of our lives. He really wants to bring a transformation that's not just a checklist, but that's a proper change, a real change from the inside out. And that's something we can't cook up. That's something we can't just do by memorizing a bunch of scripture or some nice positive thinking. This has really got to do where the Holy Spirit breathes on the word that you get in, so that it really becomes transformational in your own heart. That it changes the space in which you think. And so I want to challenge us with the following this morning. It's important to know that there's a process that God has for us in terms of how we need to be able to change our minds. Remember, I want to take you back to that moment when Jesus came out of the wilderness. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And what He actually was saying is this. He says that the way that you think and do things is contrary to the way I do things and the way my kingdom works. So the question that we really are confronted with right there in that moment is, do I need to change or does God need to change? No, we do. We need to change. We need to say, okay, God, I need to bow the knee. And that's my first point this morning, is that we need to surrender. Surrender is such a huge thing for us. Surrender is about putting my own agenda, my ego. What do I think is right? It's so important to know that when you got saved, I got saved, we gave up the right to be right. The only thing that we entered into is into a relationship where we say, Jesus, you are now the owner of my life. I'm going to submit to your mission, submission, so that I can live according to the way that you want me to live. And so we need to start off by saying, he says, I urge you, brethren, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. He says, I want you to set yourself aside. I want you to draw aside. And sometimes it means you need to evaluate certain things that is influencing the way that you think, because it is going to shape the way that you live. You know, it's important also in Proverbs 23, when we take that whole scripture, it says, what do we eat and drink? Because when he says, a man that gives you something to eat and drink, because the way he thinks, so he is. And he goes on to say that a man that has got a selfish ambition will count the cost. He will look at what you are eating and drinking. And then somewhere along the line, he wants a payback. You see, when God says to you, you need to change the way that you think, he will not be manipulative around it. He wants you to choose. And see, that's very important when we do talk about faith, when we talk about believing, because it is about making choices. Now, if we focus on choices for a second, here's a challenge for you and for me. Are we willing to make the hard choices? Can we have the hard conversations? First of all, with our wives. Second of all, with the guys in our group. Maybe a trusted mentor, where it's really uncomfortable, where it's a very dark space in our lives. Because at the end of the day, you either believe the truth and the truth sets you free, or you believe a lie and the lie keeps you in the dark. And all that God really wants to do is just switch on the light for you, is to show you that there's another way, that you can make better choices, that you can live a different lifestyle, that there is hope and victory for you, and that you do not have to be ruled and overpowered by circumstances, opinions of people around the outside. So we have to get back to where God and His Word begins to shape the way that we think. So in order for us to do that, we need to surrender everything that we identify as not from Him. The second thing that we need to do is we need to separate ourselves. Now, there can be a very misconception around separation, okay? About removing myself from my unbelieving friends. No, no, no. I want to encourage you to keep on spending time with them, because they are going to challenge this very thing of belief in your life. I always say that, you know, it's great when you have a bunch of people around you that love God, but when you have somebody that begins to challenge that love, that begins to challenge that belief, what is going to come out? What values are you going to display? Because it's going to challenge your courage, your boldness, and are you willing to be authentic enough to say, I don't agree with you. What you're saying to me does not align with what I believe. And it's okay to agree to disagree. But we need that challenge in our lives. Because if we don't, then we don't have that pressure that tension line that begins to shape what we believe, where we are forced into a position to make a choice in faith for God. In other words, what I really want to say to you in this place is be careful and be watchful at which table are you sitting at and what you're eating and feeding. In other words, let me explain it this way. Be careful in the spaces that you find yourself where you are feeding yourself certain things that might be contrary to the values that God has placed in your life, because it will shape certain beliefs and behaviors in your life that will not line up. And it's all about just coming back into alignment with Him. And that's where God's grace is so big for us, where He really wants to be involved in that process of changing that, so that the choices that you make, what you believe, actually becomes life-giving and not destructive. And that is one thing we have to take stock of, is where do we eat? What do we consume and allow in our minds? Because the eyes is the window of our soul, Proverbs says. The third thing that God really wants us to do is to be transformed, to renew our minds. At the end of the day, we need a belief renovation. We need to say, God, where does the renovation need to take place in our lives where we need to do some building? Many of you that own homes or maybe have bought a home has had your wife's input into that building project and said, but you know what, we need to change a couple of things. We can't live like this. We want the house to look like this. And that requires renovation. And when we do that, it does involve taking down some walls, building new ones. And that's what a renovation looks like. And it's the same for our lives, where God wants to reshape, wants to unlearn some of the things that the enemy has taught us to believe that's actually a lie. And so that we can steer our lives by the leading of the Holy Spirit into the right direction. But it's going to require us to get into the Word. If I am rejected, if I don't feel good enough, and I believe that, what is the truth from the Word of God? What does He say about those things? Not necessarily what a Tony Robbins might say on a YouTube, or you listening to some wonderful communicator on The Diary of a CEO, okay, which are phenomenal podcasts at the end of the day, but they only have an opinion because they are human beings. But when we serve God, who has created us into His image and His likeness, His whole idea is to bring us back to our original intent, the way He wanted us to live from the beginning. And so we need to then go back and say, okay, let's replace the lies with Scripture. What is the truth? Because he who knows the truth will set him free. We need to recenter our focus. We need to recalibrate our affection. Because remember, whatever you behold, you become. That's worship. I'll let that sink in for a second while you're listening to this. Then, we need to be in a group like you are right now. Because you know what? In community and in love, it exposes our blind spots. And then we have the opportunity to allow gentlemen around us to speak into our lives and say, hey, come on, Eddie, you need to watch that thing. It will become a problem in your life. We want to encourage you to go back and find God. And let's walk this road with you, where they ask you, so how's it going with that, Eddie? Are you winning? Are you losing? And if you're losing, come, let us pray for you. And come and debrief with us. It's very practical. A lot of conversation, a lot of relationship. But at the end of the day, it will have a practical impact on the way that you do things, the way that you treat your wife, the way that you treat your employees, the way that you go do about business, the way that you treat your mother and your father, your mother-in-law. Okay? Don't get me started on that, because for a lot of us, it becomes a very big problem. Okay? But I'll let you say amen in the inside of your mind and heart there. Okay? Then, the last part is discernment. Okay? God wants you to discern. And notice this, that discernment is the fruit, not the starting point. Okay? It says here by saying, prove what is the will of God that is good, acceptable, and perfect. It's the consequence. So clarity doesn't come before surrender. It grows as surrender deepens so that the fruit can show. But as you go deeper, you will learn what is truth and what is a lie, because you've been delving into the Word of God. You've been asking God to change these things in your life. And so a renewed mind will discover how to live according to God's will and living how He wants you to live. So now that I've said that, what's practical? We need to leave with something that's practical. So I want you to ask these following questions. Is, what am I feeding my mind? Is this thing that I'm involved in forming Christ in me, or is it protecting myself? And is my heart truly with God in this? Such important questions. And then also, we need to identify reoccurring thoughts that drives fear, comparison, or people-pleasing as an example. The challenge is replace it with the truth. And then every day, you've got it. When a thought comes up, you've got to choose differently. You've got to remember what the Word of God says. So it's going to require you to memorize. Maybe it's one scripture for the whole year that will challenge you to choose differently. But that's so important for us. And so if our minds become more renewed, our lives will become more aligned with God's will for our lives. And as we do that, it will become more clear. So what am I saying to you right now as we end this podcast? It's the following. Surrender. Separate yourself. Allow God to transform your mind through His Word. And allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you, to help you discern what is truth and what is a lie. And then get practical about it. Get into the Word. Spend time with God. And ask Holy Spirit to reveal Himself so that you can work from a place of revelation and not just a bunch of tick boxes that you think, okay, I'm done. I've worked on all of these things. So as our first podcast, this is our challenge. Is that ask God where you need renewal of your mind so that you can believe differently, because His kingdom is doing something different right now on the face of the earth and in your life and in my life, and we need to align to it as men. Guys, thank you for joining our podcast, our first one. We're looking forward to journeying with you this year, and we will see you in our next episode.